we're going to go ahead and get the public hearing started. We have two agenda items for the public hearing. First, a public housing rehabilitation grant, Jenny Deerwestern from SIDC.
I am going to pass around a sign-in sheet. Everyone, please, just sign the sign-in sheet and just say that you were here for the public hearing. Today is June 12, 2017 at 6 p.m. the Vincennes City Council Chambers. Can everyone hear me okay? This meeting was advertised in compliance with Indiana Code IC5-3-1. The meeting was advertised in the Vincennes Sun Commercial on June 1, 2017. The purpose of this meeting is to provide citizens the opportunity to express their views on community development and housing needs, past community development and housing activities, and the proposed project, which consists of providing rehabilitation funds in the form of a grant to low and moderate income homeowners living within the corporate limits of Vincennes. Assistance is based on household size and income. The city is targeting the following populations: the disabled, elderly, and or houses with children under the age of six. The project would have benefit approximately 14 homes in the city of Vincennes. The house does not have to be brought totally up to code, but anything that is repaired or replaced will be brought up to code. A needs assessment will be conducted on each elderly or disabled household that is assisted, and a lead risk assessment will also be conducted on the homes. The grant amount being requested is $350,000. The city will provide $20,000 towards the project, and the city is also currently working on obtaining cash donations from non-public sources for this project. No displacement will occur as a result of this project. Are there any comments, questions, or concerns about the project? If
not, just so you guys know that this is actually the second time we've applied for this. The last time was a couple of years ago that we went through this, and I forget how many homes we.
I think we did around 20.
20, so.
If you remember that.
And what's our match?
$20,000.
Okay. Is this interior or exterior?
Could be both. It depends on the condition of the house. The state actually gives us a priority list that we will have to go through. SIDC will hire an inspector to do the inspections on that, and we kind of have to go down that priority list. Health and safety, structural issues and things are first, and then can kind of go on down after that.
Are these owned homes or are they rental
properties?
Yes,
you have to own them and live in them. We have been here 2 days to take applications, and we've received, it's over 20, maybe a little bit over 20 applications.
And this really doesn't require any action from you guys other than show your support for.
Correct. There are no other questions, and I'll go ahead and close the hearing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll continue the public hearing, and we've got four ordinances, and we're going to bunch these together when we get to the business of the council, but it's ordinance 22, 23, 24, and 25. But go ahead.
Okay, basically these are ordinances that you passed last year to appropriate dollars for different projects like Second Niblack, the Great Park Walking Track, our paving that we did just completed, as well as the police department, police station restoration. Since it was approved last year and appropriated but not spent last year, you had to reapprove it and appropriate it this year so that they can pay for these projects. That's basically, it's just a housekeeping thing to bring them back into compliance.
So are we going to want to just get done with these this meeting?
During this, when we get down to it under a new business, you can suspend
the rules and just go ahead and get these done since we've already done this before?
Correct.
Any comments from the audience? If not, we're going to close the public hearing.
Okay, and then we will open the council meeting for June 12th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight, and the future as well. Amen.
We have roll call.
President Scott Brown.
Here.
Vice President Brian Grove.
Here.
Mr. Chatton.
Here.
Mr. Ravelet.
Here.
Walters.
Here.
Ms. Rose.
Here.
Mr. Westfall.
Here.
Yocum.
Here. Next is adoption of the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to accept the agenda as presented.
Question.
President Brown.
Yes.
President Grove.
Yes.
Chatton.
Yes.
Ravelet.
Yes.
Walters.
Yes.
Rose.
Yes.
Westfall.
Yes.
And the agenda is approved by a vote of 7-0. I need approval of the minutes for the May 22nd meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes from the May 22nd meeting.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the minutes as presented.
President Brown.
Yes.
Vice President Grove.
Yes.
Chatton.
Yes.
Ravelet.
Yes.
Walters.
Yes.
Rose.
Yes.
Westfall.
Yes.
And those were approved by a vote of 7-0. Next is petitions, memorials, remonstrances. I do want to say on my behalf to Councilman Chatton that you have my condolences on the recent loss of your brother. We're really sad to hear. Sorry to hear.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Committee chair reports. Being then, report of city officers.
Hello, Sonny Pinkstaff, Fire Chief, Vincennes Fire Department. I would just like to report to the council that for those that were not present during the Board of Works meeting, we had the promotions of Firefighter Grant Utt to Lieutenant. Firefighter Brent Yocum was promoted to Captain Training Officer. Lieutenant John O. McNeese was promoted to rank of Battalion Chief. And also, we swore in Vincennes Firefighter Unit Number 295, Tyler Halter. Tyler comes from a long line of public servants for the city of Vincennes. His father's been a police officer for 18 years. His grandfather served on the fire department for 34 years, achieved up to the rank of fire chief. So I want to welcome Tyler Halter on board as the newest recruit for the Vincennes Fire Department.
Dan.
Welcome.
This is Tyler.
This is Tyler. Here. And then also, I gave you a packet, as most know, we were awarded our assistance to firefighters grant that we applied for back in November. I was going to make it public tonight at the council meeting. I apologize, but a senator's office put the first press release out and they kind of trump us a little bit, no pun intended there, but so we were very, very happy. I want to personally thank Elizabeth Westfall, who wrote the grant for us, and her husband Zach, who's a firefighter on the fire department, for helping tirelessly get the quotes and things that are that were needed for the grant. The paper that I gave each one of you, this is a breakdown of the cost on us purchasing the mobile data terminals and also doing the physicals, the medical portion of the physicals and the peer fitness for each of our firefighters. The number that you see down at the bottom, the $14,144.46, is what we figured to be the maximum amount that the city would have to dedicate right now on this grant, matching portion of it. It could be less, but we do not see it being any more than that. And that's to the best of our abilities as far as figuring, you know, with all the, with the quotes and everything. And then on the next page is the annual fees associated with the grant. The first subtotal of $9,376 is what will have to be budgeted each year and dedicated to the fire department in order to maintain the mobile data terminals and the interactive software and the GIS mapping that goes along with it. Now, if we do decide to continue the physicals for a three-year period, it will be an additional $10,171.33 for our firefighters each year. I, as fire chief, would love to see that dedicated to make sure that all of our firefighters' health is in good shape. So, but it comes to a total if we, and these are numbers we can, you know, officially vote on later, but total of $19,548.01. That would be the annual cost. Now, I apologize for just giving this to you today, so if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Real quick, this is going to allow you to do, have pre-plans available in the truck.
Absolutely. It's going to, yes.
Fire hydrants are located, all that information will be.
It's going to have the mapping. We're going to do a integrated with our CAD system, which is our central dispatch. We will be able to have pre-plans, mapping, our fire hydrants. We can even, with our reporting system now to the state being cloud-based, we'll be able to do our reports in the trucks. It just, you know, it puts us up, if you will, into the 20th century, let alone the 21st century, as far as being able to have the mobile data terminals and these capabilities within each and every truck.
The key thing, making things easier for our men so they can be quicker and more efficient with the services they provide, correct?
Absolutely. Okay. And allowing, like the mayor said, we'll have mapping. It'll come up. It'll show where the call is. So, you know, there'll be no question as far as, you know, how to get to that address, wherever the, you know, emergency is. So, yeah, I mean, it's really going to make it quicker and easier. And better.
And safer.
Much safer, good. Yes. Absolutely safer. Thank you.
And just to tell you, when did you start this application?
We started the application in November of 2016.
And you may not, and I know I always tell you this stuff, but you may not remember, they requested to apply for this through you guys, so that's why they did.
Yeah, and I
thank Elizabeth and Zach for putting time into this grant.
They have dedicated a tremendous amount of time for us. Tremendous amount. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Going to old business, ordinance 21-2017. The first reading was May 22nd, and this is the adopted amendment of the Knox County zoning ordinance for 1409 Fraser Avenue.
Motion to approve ordinance 21-2017. First reading was on May 22nd.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, to have second reading of ordinance 21-2017.
Ordinance 21-2017, an ordinance adopting amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance containing section 1, 2, 3, I 1, R 1.
I'm Katie Cotter. I'm here on behalf of Brandon and Tracy Walker. We're here for second and third reading. On their petition to change zoning. They own property at 1409 Fraser Avenue. They're requesting be rezoned from I-1 to R-1. This was a case in which they'd lived there for over 20 years and just now discovered it was not zoned residential. We had our public hearing last week at Area Plan. There were no objections and they gave us a favorable recommendation. So at this time we're asking it be passed on second and third reading.
Call for a question.
Brown?
Yes.
Grove?
Yes.
Patton?
Yes.
Revelette?
Yes.
Salters?
Yes.
Rose?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 21-2017 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Make a motion for third reading for ordinance 21-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of ordinance 21-2017.
Ordinance 21-2017, section 1 through 3, from I-1 to R-1.
Question.
Brown?
Yes.
Vice President Rowe?
Yes.
Patton?
Yes.
Gravelet?
Yes.
Yes.
Rose?
Yes.
Yes.
Third and final reading passes by a vote of 7-0.
Thank you.
Kenny? Okay, move to new business. First up is ordinance 22-2017, additional appropriation ordinance for second in black, the amount of $174,960.
I'll make a motion to approve ordinance 22-2017, 23-2017, 24-2017.
Real quick. Are you making a motion to first reading or to suspend the rules and have
after second
first reading.
Reading
then suspend, right? Yeah. Okay. So 22, 23, 24, and 25.
Second.
No.
And 26. Huh? No? 26.
First reading. Are you making 26 is separate.
Okay, that's all right. Yeah.
Is this a motion to have first reading on every one of these? Okay, motion was made by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to have first reading of ordinances 22, 23, 24, and 25, 2017.
So can
you do that?
Well, sure he can. Multi-talented.
He lost me after 25.
There's nothing
didn't
after
go
25.
After 25. Stops at 25. Stops at 25.
Ordinance 22-2017, additional appropriation ordinance sections 1 and 2, total amount $174,960 for the Niblack reconstruction. Ordinance 23-2017, 1 and 2, ordinance 24-2017, sections 1 and 2, this community crossing fund, $800,150. 25-2017, additional appropriation. 2, police station restoration fund, both $2,800. Second. 6-7?
No.
No.
That's separate.
Okay. Again, these four ordinances you passed last year appropriated these dollars for these different projects. Since it wasn't spent last year, now we're into this year and it's going to spend it, you just have to re-appropriate it and pass these ordinances. So, any other discussion?
Did you second it? You did. Okay.
It says full amount still. That means this is going to be paid off.
I think this is the final amount we had to put. Right. Right. It's just by doing this, when you guys appropriate the money for these different projects, rather than come every time there is a bill and do an ordinance and advertise and public hearing, you appropriate it once and then it is paid for. Makes things a lot easier to watch.
Call the question.
President Brown?
Yes.
Vice President Grove?
Yes.
Gravelet?
Yes.
Patton?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Westphal?
Yes.
And first reading of ordinances 22, 23, 24, 25, 2017 passed by a vote of 7-0. Now I make a motion.
Okay. Motion.
Well, go ahead. I mean, typically you would have to do that till after a second reading, but.
You can read it twice and then.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, motion to pass ordinances 22, 23, 24, and 25.
Second reading, right?
Yeah.
Second reading.
Second.
Right. Okay, got a motion by President Brown, second by Council Westfall to have second reading of ordinances 22, 23, 24, 25, 27.
Ordinance 22, 27, additional appropriation. $1,000. Reconstruction,
Discussion.
The walking track looks fantastic now that that's done. I mean, it looks really sharp. The windows on the police station there, man, it looks good. Looks really good. And it's nice to see Second and New Black really
moving.
Closed.
Yeah, I know. There's something there. So
it's progress.
I mean, all these things are going well.
And the paving's completed. So.
Call for the question.
Brown?
Yes.
Vice President Grove?
Yes.
Gravelette?
Yes.
Patton?
Yes.
Walters?
Yes.
Rose?
Yes.
Westfall?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinances 22, 23, 24, and 25, 2017 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Motion to suspend the rules for ordinances 22, 23, 24, and 25.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to suspend the rules and have third and final reading on ordinance 22, 23, 24, and 25, 2017.
Brown?
Yes.
Vice President Grove?
Yes.
Gravelette?
Yes.
Patton?
Yes.
Walters?
Yes.
Rose?
Yes.
Westfall?
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, we will suspend the rules and have third reading of ordinance 22, 23, 24, and 25.
Motion to for third reading for ordinances 22, 23, 24, and 25.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of ordinances 22, 23, 24, and 25, 2017.
22, 2017, additional appropriation ordinance $174,960 from additional appropriation $100,000. 24, 2017, additional appropriation $10,000. Ordinance 25,
2017,
additional
appropriation
and
additional
amount in that
same fund of
$50,000.
Discussion. Question.
President Brown?
Yes.
Vice President Grove?
Yes.
Mr. Ravalette?
Yes.
Mr. Patton?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. West?
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinances 22, 23, 24, and 25, 2017 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 26, 2017, additional appropriation ordinance from Riverboat, $56,000 for Lester School of Fitness Equipment, and Riverboat for Van Gogh, $20,000.
Motion to approve ordinance 26, 2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to have first reading of ordinance 26, 2017.
Ordinance 26, 2017, additional appropriation ordinance 1 and 2 from Riverboat, Lester Square Fit, equipment $50,000, also from Riverboat, and Go.
The Lester Square Fitness equipment, the specific equipment's on the website, correct, that they've been sending out, or somewhat what we're going to see right there, correct? Yeah.
And just so you know, it was easier to see about you appropriating the $56,000. It won't be $56,000. It's probably going to be closer to $52,000 or $53,000. It's easier to put that all in one fund and then reimburse this back from the donations. And right now, we're up to just under $32,000. And along with that, we're doing a picnic for the parks on the river wall. Fundraiser that dollars will go towards this also. And they've also applied for community foundation grants. They're still working on donations.
So with money that'll be appropriated now, when will we expect to see things in Lester Square?
in July?
We're in order tomorrow.
Yeah. If it looks like you guys are going to approve this, they can get the order.
I mean, it's not too extensive of a setup, I mean, from what it looks like.
And we've got, there's some concrete work that has to be done, but the concrete work itself has been donated. So we have this at the purchase of the concrete.
Okay.
There's been a lot of donations go into this. And then Van Gogh, I know you had questions. If Nola was here, she couldn't be here this evening. We can invite her next meeting to come explain. I don't know if you've been following the news, but I think the county just approved X amount of dollars in addition for Van Gogh to meet for the grant they're applying for. She came and requested it. I told her we could put $20,000 from the council, if you'd be willing to help them. Personally, I know that they give close to 100,000 rides a year, and half of those are getting people to work. So Van Gogh is a service that the county and the city desperately need.
The only question that I have with that is that they were going to come in and discuss their plans for the future moving forward financially. And I think that's something that we would all like to hear. Not saying that, you know, right, we disapprove of this, but not to just be just blindly just, hey, we're just going to keep doing this. Because I know they're working towards that, but I would definitely like to hear from her and their plans as they move forward. Because I don't think that's something that we want to kind of set precedent for where we just, hey.
I do know they're working on a new program help operate Van Gogh to make it, try to make it more efficient, and hopefully, so they won't need all this additional money in the future. So
but I mean, they've gone through a lot of changes in the past couple years with the way that the grant has changed and how they've had to kind of figure it out and kind of promoting from what they started off to what they are now, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you pass this tonight, we'll make sure she's here next meeting to give you a full update.
Yeah, I'm okay with agreeing with this as long as we get to talk about the future financials of that, if everybody's okay with that.
Any other discussion?
Brown?
Yes.
Grove?
Yes.
Ms. Revelet?
As a member of the Van Gogh Senior Board, I will need to abstain from this vote. However, I do express my full support for this, and the Van Gogh program is excellent. We need to keep it going.
Batten?
Yes.
Walters?
Yes.
Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Westfall?
Yes.
Okay, first reading passes by a vote of 6-0 with Councilman Ravelette abstaining. Is claims.
Motion to approve the claims in the amount of $449,590.29.
Second.
Hey, Brown.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilor Westfall, to pay the claims in the amount of $449,590.29.
Question.
President Brown.
Yes.
Vice President Grove.
I will be abstaining from two items from Fund 426, the APV number 72897, to diamond tinning. Other than those two, I am a yes.
Revelet?
Yes.
Batten?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Rose?
Yes.
Westfall?
Yes.
Someone say this. Claims are paid by a vote of 6-0 with Councilman Grove abstaining for the reasons. Miscellaneous? Not? Need a motion to adjourn?
I'm moved.
We are adjourned.
I will power my